Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Our 435 Flashback today was written by Bernie Taupin, Elton's writing partner, and were inspired by Taupin's first trip to America. Madman Across the Water was the first album they wrote after spending time in the U.S. Taupin and John spent a lot of time together in the 70s. Bernie traveled with the band and would usually stand by the soundboard during shows. The Blue Jean Baby, L.A. Lady, seamstress for the band, was sung by a woman named Maxine Fiebelman, who was Bernie Taupin's girlfriend when he wrote the song and who became his first wife in 1971. She traveled with the band on their early tours after sewing together the costumes and fixing their clothes. Plus, on the Madman Across the Water album, it says, "With love to Maxine," under the credits for the song. Elton John even said that at one point, Bernie wrote it about his girlfriend. Taupin says the song isn't about Maxine. He says when we came to California in the fall of 1970, he was trying to capture the spirit at the time, encapsulated by the women he met, especially at the clothing stores up and down the Sunset Strip. They were free spirits, sexy and hip huggers and lacy blouses, so different from what he was used to in England, and they all wanted to sew patches on your jeans. Taupin added that the tiny was poetic license, although these women were all petite. Tiny Dancer sounds a little better than Small Dancer or Little Dancer. The song ripened into one of Elton John's classics, but it didn't even crack the top 40 when it was released, peaking at number 41 in America in 1972. In the UK and most other territories, it wasn't released at all as a single. Its chart failure had a lot to do with its 6-minute running time, making it too long for many radio stations. The song was featured in the 2000 movie Almost Famous in a scene where a rock band is on tour and at each other's throats. When Tiny Dancer comes on the tour bus, they all start singing along and remember how they're connected through their love of music. Elton was pleasantly surprised to learn about this song's use in Almost Famous, as it didn't always get a great reaction when he performed it live. After it was used in Almost Famous, Elton made this a regular part of his set lists. Over the next few years, digital downloading became popular, and Tiny Dancer was a top seller. In 2005, it earned its first gold certification for selling 500,000 copies. And in 2018, it was certified at 3 million. So here is Elton John. It's Tiny Dancer, and it's your KQAK 435 Flashback.